organized by the International Dvořák Society, the American Spring Music Festival annually brings internationally renowned soloists and music ensembles to a broad audience in the Czech Republic. From April 8th to July 4th, concerts and masterclasses are taking place in dozens of towns and villages around the country. Among this year's performers is pianist Diana Fanning from Middlebury College, Vermont, whose recent piano recital featured music by the Czech composer Leoš Janáček. When she visited Radio Prague studios shortly after the recital, we talked about her passion for a composer whose music many find hard to understand.
The people at the American Spring Festival especially asked me if I would play some Janáček because they had heard my CD on which I've recorded Janáček's great suite for piano On an Overgrown Path. And I was absolutely delighted to do that because Janáček's piano music in the United States does not get played so much. And I love his music and I feel like I'm kind of an evangelist for Janáček and I want people to know about it. And so I built this program around Overgrown Path, knowing that that would be the centerpiece. So I decided to start with a beautiful piece by Mozart, his Fantasy in D minor. And I chose that because it's a little bit unusual for Mozart. It's not in the classical sonata form. It's a fantasy, which means you almost have the feeling when you hear this piece that it's what it was like if Mozart sat down at the piano and started to improvise. It starts in a very atmospheric way. It goes in one direction, then it goes in another, full of surprises, full of drama, very unusual, kind of a romantic piece, much more than a classical piece. And I thought that that would be a very good introduction to the Janáček, because the Janáček, for most people, is very unexpected music, and it's very personal. And you probably know that Janáček based his music very much on Czech speech patterns. And so there's this really direct quality of communication in his music that's very beautiful. He also found a lot of inspiration in Czech folk music. And you hear that in the lilting rhythms, the kind of dancey rhythms of the pieces, and the very lyrical, kind of melancholy mood of the melodies. And I thought that was a good combination.
When you first became acquainted with Janáček's music, was it difficult for you to immerse yourself in his compositions? Because some musicians find Janáček difficult to play. Some audiences may find him more difficult to digest. As you say, he's not played as frequently as maybe other composers, even Czech composers. Did you actually have to find out all these things that you now told us in order to better understand what his music is about and how it should be played, how it should be interpreted? Was that a problem for you?
Well, I think it's always very helpful with any composer you play to understand the cultural background of the composer, what kind of traditions he comes out of, who his influences were, who his teachers were, what inspired him, what the era was like, not just artistically, but historically, what was going on politically. All of these things feed into a composer's music just like any artist. You know, you take in your own time and then this is what comes out, your reaction to it. I came to Janáček's music through the opera. First heard a Janáček opera in the early 90s in New York City at the Met. They were doing Katya Kabanova. And I just instantly felt this incredible communication from this beautiful music. Yes, it was very unusual. It was unlike anything I'd ever heard before, but it really spoke to me. And that's why I decided I really had to find out what there was for piano. It turns out, unfortunately, there's not that much. There are three big pieces, but I just learned them all. I just dove into it. And of course, I did as much research as I could, listened to recordings. One of my favorite recordings is by the great Czech pianist Radoslav Kvapil, whom I was lucky enough to be able to meet on this trip. And, you know, to get an idea of what the tradition is, you know, what it sounds like, what really great Czech piano playing sounds like.
Are your audiences abroad receptive to, easily receptive, for instance, to Janáček's works?
Well, they are. I think it helps that I always like to talk about Janáček before I play. And in the case of Overgrown Path, particularly, his music in this is considered very autobiographical. in that he left behind letters indicating that the first piece in the suite, Our Evenings, had to do with his childhood, and that there's a specific scene in that first piece of him. He remembers when he was 4 years old being carried out of a burning house crying bitterly. And then there's a piece called A Blown Away Leaf, which he wrote about in his letter saying this was a love song. There's
So what do you envisage when you play these pieces? The Blown Away Leaf, for instance, which is a beautiful piece. Or the moment where he was carried out of the, is that what you envisage? Or, you know, do you just sort of tap the mood? Or see colors or images?
Well, I try to create the atmosphere so that what I feel is the emotion behind the music communicates itself to the audience. I have thought a lot about every piece that I play. I spend probably more time away from the piano thinking about the music than actually playing, thinking about what does this music say to me? What is the emotional content of this music? And certainly if you have a little story to go with it, actually, I think that's actually nicer for the audience than for me, because it gives them something to hold on to when they hear music that's very unusual, that they've never heard before. But for me, I'm really going for what the music says to me, how it makes me feel, and then trying to find a way to play it so that that feeling will be taken in by the audience, that I really communicate what I feel is the essence of the piece to them. It's hard to put words to it, but it has to do with atmosphere, it has to do with mood, it has to do with the character of the music, and of course, in really good pieces, the character of the music can change very quickly. It certainly does in Janáček. He's constantly, you know, he can very quickly go from a melancholy mood to a very joyful mood, kind of a dancey mood, and you have to capture those subtleties and those nuances of character, and that's what makes it fascinating and what makes it beautiful.
Does it happen to you that after years of playing a certain composition, you find new things in it?
Absolutely, all the time. That's one of the joys of being a musician, that I think the music that you learn is always simmering in your subconscious, and you come back to it, and somehow there are all these beautiful details that you didn't notice before. How is that possible? But there they are. In really great music, there's just so much. And of course, everyone brings their own experience and their own personality and their own talent to a piece of music. And that's why you can go to a music store and you can buy 100 copies of the Waldstein Sonata. And all of them probably have interesting elements in them, because everyone plays the same notes differently depending on what they bring to the music, what they hear in the music. And that makes it endlessly fascinating.
Has your visit to the Czech Republic and your meeting with Czech musicians, and maybe you've heard concerts by Czech musicians, has it been inspirational in any way?
Well, I have to say that last night my husband and I and our friend Alison Stanger went to hear Rusalka at the State Opera, and this was one of the most beautiful artistic experiences of my life. I feel like I can never see that opera again unless I come back here and see it, because it will never be as beautiful as they performed it last night. The singing, the staging, the dancing, the choral singing was absolutely exquisite. The orchestra had this warm sound that I think must be a Czech sound, a Middle European sound. The woodwinds had such a kind of blended tone. There was just this sense of warmth and wonderful musicianship. The singers were fantastic. The conception of the whole thing, of course, it's a fairy tale. And I've never seen it performed where you just were caught up in the world of enchantment like that was last night. So that was a huge inspiration. And then the night before, we went to hear Libusha at the National Theater. And there again, we were so struck with the beauty of the orchestra. Of course, it's a very different opera, but what was so interesting about that was the celebration of Czech history and the pride in the Czech heroes of the past. And it was really meaningful for me. I'm sure it must have been for the Czech people in the audience, because, of course, it was scheduled on May 8th, which is the great holiday of the end of World War II, and there were a lot of older people in the audience. And here's this wonderful opera where they're celebrating Czech heroes and Czech nationalism, and the Czech people will conquer all. And I just felt really overwhelmed. I just thought it was a wonderful experience to be there.
And what about the American Spring Festival itself, the way it takes place in towns and villages around the country, goes outside of Prague to bring audiences, these internationally renowned performers, musicians. Do you like that idea? How did you feel to be part of it?
It's a brilliant idea, and I couldn't be more pleased and complimented to be invited to be part of it. I live in a small state in the United States. We have 251 towns in our state, and all of us who live there make an effort to go out into the towns, into the schools. The Vermont Symphony Orchestra a few years ago had a plan called the 251 plan, where they had chamber music or orchestra or something in every single town in the state. And so we kind of think this way in our little state. And it's so important to bring music to people. It's so important to open up this wonderful world of classical music to people who may never have been exposed to it. It's part of the heritage. It's part of our Western culture. And to expose children to it so that they can see that this is out there, I think it's just critical. I'm so delighted to be part of an organization that's doing this in the Czech Republic.
Do you have any plans involving Czech music or the Czech Republic in any way for the future?
Well, I would love to come back and play, of course. And while I was here and had a chance to meet Radoslav Kvapil and his wife Jill, I was able to buy copies of his recordings of all of the Czech piano music. And I can hardly wait to go home and listen to this music, which is largely unknown in the United States. And since I do love the Czech culture so much, the opera, the music, I'm looking forward to hearing these pieces and getting to work myself on learning new pieces by new composers.